thought, please, on having clinched a playoff spot?
Yeah, it's really, really, really proud of our group. You know, a lot of uncertainty coming into the year. You know, where we're going to be. I don't think many people thought we were going to be where we're at. You know, playoff team. But it's you know, every single guy in here has had a huge part in that, and that's it's a big moment for our team and for our organization. We're pretty excited. Hopefully we'll find out.
That feel like a playoff game, though, that intensity, that there was a lot of silly stuff after, but lots of good goals. I mean, there's lots to see out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, these guys, no matter what, they find a way to stay in games. Played last night in Mini, and, you know, came in and we're tough tonight. So, you know, it's a heck of a team over there. They know what they're doing. Like I said, there aren't many nights where you see them take the night off and they scratch and claw. They make you work for it.
Kyle Connor put up another 3 points, 8 shots on net. What can be said about his success of late?
He's playing with a lot of confidence. You know, I think your coaching staff shows a little faith in you, putting you out there in huge situations. You roll with that. You know, that's what makes you feel good as a player. He's earned every bit of that. You know, I've said it before, but coming into the year, you know, didn't really know what to expect out of him. And one of the, you know, single biggest reasons why we are where we are, having him put up nearly 30 goals and be a, you know, a real impact player playing with Scheif and I has been, you know, quite a surprise.
You said the word, like, scratch and claw by the Predators game. Is it any more satisfying to clinch a playoff spot in a game where you guys scratch and claw your way back into it?
For sure, yeah. I mean, they did it to us in our building last time. A game we felt we should have won, and, you know, they snuck up on us, and same thing, you know, just found a way to win. And tonight was not a good first period for our team, probably the opposite of what we wanted to do to them, and gave them life, gave them energy, but our second period was quite a bit better, gave ourselves a chance to win a game.
Blake, we were outside the dressing room in Colorado last time you guys booked, and we heard the celebrations. How does this time feel compared to that last?
Way better. No, I'm just kidding. It's, you know, you're excited. It was a little bit different because of the nature with which we clinched. You know, we were kind of right on the bubble there and came down to late the last couple of days. But it feels the exact same. You know, you have an opportunity. And as a player in this league, that's all you can ask for. I mean, no matter what, you look at what Nashville did last year. They, you know, came in playing well, you know, one of the higher seeds. And, you know, we're a game or two away from winning it all. So this doesn't ensure anyone's going to win the whole thing, no matter who looks the best on paper going into it. But as a player, all you can ask for is a chance, and we have a chance.
Given what you've gone through the last two seasons, though, was it pretty satisfying, Blake?
You have no idea. You know, the worst part of the year has been, you know, having to watch these games that mean a lot, both coming down the stretch and, you know, into the playoffs. So that's stung, you know. Unfortunately, have watched a lot of it, and just been biding our time for our opportunity.